guys, welcome back to Uncommon Faith Podcast. I'm Amber.
And I'm Ashley.
Hi, Ash. Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday. We're real cutting it close on the recording this week.
Well, it's been tough. We've been busy. Kids are back to school. Mm-hmm. Lunches have to be made. How's that going for you?
Yeah, lunches do have to be made because last year when they went back to school, because I'm assuming they had like so much overflow from COVID that breakfast and lunch was free. And so this year is back to normal and I got to go back to making lunches and breakfast for my child.
Back to mom life.
It's, back to school. So everyone's doing their pictures, like the back to school pictures. Oh, the kids are back to school. You got your signs. And where I did do my pictures, at least with one of the kids, I did do the other one, and I haven't posted anything. I didn't even post the last day of school picture. And I'm half like, I feel like I should care more about this. But right now, I just don't have the energy. I took pictures, but I did not post for all to see.
That's what I should have had you do when you were out here was Aiden's senior pictures.
Probably.
What you think of when it's too late.
Yeah. Well, I can, you know, him being a senior, I don't really think about it.
Right.
Or like, he's a baby.
He's a baby still.
He's a baby. Yeah. I don't think about him being a senior. Yikes. Man.
So weird.
Yeah. But yeah, back to school. I feel like it went smooth.
Good. Do the kids like their teachers?
Well, Caleb actually has the same teacher that he had from kindergarten. So that's an easy transition.
Good. Nowadays, I feel like it should be, do the teachers like your kids?
I know. I'm saying, well, I gave her warning on like, these were the issues that we had last year. Just, you know, to be aware. And the first week, there wasn't really any issues. There was one thing, actually. So two, not within the school or whatever, but one of the days he wanted to go to the park afterwards. And there was a couple of older kids. I think they were probably like maybe fourth or fifth grade kids. And I was like the only parent close enough to hear what was going on.
Right.
And they were like calling him dumb.
Oh, heck no.
Yeah,
they were like, already.
Yeah, they're like, all I heard was like, I heard dumb. You know, like your ears perk.
Right.
And I was like, did I hear that right? And then like they're looking at him and they're like, what's 1 + 1? Blah, blah, blah. And they were just like, I could tell that they're like, get away from us or like go away or whatever. Like you're dumb or something. And I don't know if he was like I know that he knows that they were being mean to him. But I don't think that it was connecting to like, this is not okay. You shouldn't do that. He was just kind of taking it. He was like, yeah, like a brush off. And I'm like, no. So I hollered over there and I was like, let's not call each other names. Okay. Before I'd be kind of scared to even say something to their kid, like kids, they're kids. But I'm just so like, I don't like confrontation that I wouldn't want to say anything. But now that I'm teaching at a daycare, I'm like, no. So I was like, I said that. And then they kind of like weren't saying anything anymore. But they kept picking up like the wood chips and like would come over and like dump it on his head.
Oh, no.
And so I walked over there and to Caleb because I heard him say, shut up. And he was also like kind of throwing the wood chips in the air or throwing them on the slide. And I walked over and I was like, hey, I don't want you throwing that stuff. Don't say shut up. And I'm like, and also if kids are being mean to you, then you need to let me know. He's like, they are being mean. And I'm like, so since I couldn't tell where the parents were at that point, I was just kind of fed up and I had to go to the bathroom anyway. So I was just like, all right, well, let's just go. But I think that kid was there again. I think I know who the mom is. But there was no interaction at that time because on the second time we went because he had his buddies there from last year. So they were playing together. So there was no interaction.
Oh, good.
But yeah, I told him, I was like, I don't like that. So, and no. You shouldn't like that. And I was like, you got to stand up for yourself. He's like, I don't know how to stand up for myself. And I'm like, you just say like, please don't, you know, call me names or please don't talk to me like that. If they don't respond well, if they keep doing it, then you go talk to an adult, a parent or a teacher and right. Let them know. So then they can deal with it. So I hope it doesn't happen again because
I hope not.
I don't like that.
That's never fun to have to deal with.
Mm-mm. And it wasn't even asked, like, I don't know what it is. Like, who cares if a kid is smaller than you and wants to play? Like, be nice to everybody.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. But it starts at home.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure our own kids can be mean. I don't want to be like, it starts at home. I'm not I'm not teaching my kids to be mean.
You may not be, but the problem could be coming from home. Hence, like, you have two kids. They beat each other up.
Yeah.
So they might feel that they could take that onto the playground. You know what I mean? Not that it's being – right. Not necessarily that it's being taught at home, but
– yeah.
Yep, it's not a fun situation no matter what.
Yeah. Yeah, it's – it sucked. I don't like having to – I don't – because I kind of just know what it's like to be on the end. I mean, we've talked about it before. We've talked about our special Mean Girls episode. Like, I've dealt with the bullying, and I don't want my kids to have to deal with that. Like, I don't want them to feel those feelings. So what was funny, though, is when we picked up Riley, she was talking about how she was getting teased for not having a phone in her first period, mm-hmm. and she was like, oh, I hate first period, and they were teasing me. And then I brought up how he was being bullied, and she switched gears completely. Like, she was like, oh, mine wasn't that big of a deal. But then she went into big sister mode, and she's like, bring me next time. Bring yep. me. I have no problem. I was like, okay. Well, let's be kind. Okay, we're not
gonna. I was that sister.
We're not gonna go punch kids in the face, okay?
I was that sister, but for my older sister.
That's the thing. Like, I was like that. I can go into protective mode. I definitely did that when that stuff in high school with my sister that you recall that we really haven't talked about. When people were talking about her, that's when. I went into protective mode as well. Why can't we all just get along?
Why can't we all just have world peace, right?
World peace, I know. But hurt people, and
yes.
People are tired and people are exhausted. People like to, you know, play a part in front of other people. Yeah. Look cool. Like, there's all kinds of reasons. But as far as school went smoothly, I believe.
Yay.
For both of them. I didn't get as many texts from Riley saying, like, come pick me up. I hate it. Like, it was only, like, the first day. And so it's been a little bit better.
Yay.
So that's an answer to prayer because I've been praying about school. And yeah, it's definitely been hard.
He is showing me a new side of him for sure. This boy is hustling. He's working almost 40 hours a week, getting caught up on all of his classes. He went to school in his pajamas the first day. And when he came home, I was like, what the heck? He said, I told you I'm focusing on school, not friends. I don't care what I look like.
Was it his shorty shorts?
No. It was not his shorty shorts. It was his...
I'm not here to make friends, but if I'm showing my legs off to the...
It was his dark green football, like Christmassy pants. Straight up pajama pants.
Wearing pajamas to school is also the new thing too. I can't even...
Is it?
I see so many different things at the middle school. Yes, I see kids in their pajama pants all the time. I'm seeing girls like dressed like they're going to the club, like at the middle school. This is sixth, seventh, and eighth grade. Like the tight mini dresses. Girls wearing the cropped tops with the baggy jeans. I'm seeing a lot of things from our youth. The only thing that I'm not seeing is the jeans or whatever, like the pants that are like way below the butt. That's not coming back. I know.
Yay, that's good. Thank goodness. So,
that's great, though, that he's hustling.
Yes.
Senior year, like you can't mess around anymore.
Senior year, time to really get it done. He's just, he got the motivation bug all of a sudden, so yep. I'm grateful, but, you know, you ask a teenager how was school, it's, it was school.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's
glad you had a good day.
definitely don't like, you know, my favorite thing, of course, I probably have said it before, like, I'll say, I love you, and they don't say it back. I'm like, you are not leaving this car until you tell me you love me. Sorry, lock the door. You will not be released, ma'am.
Child lock.
Until you have
child lock.
She's like, I love you, gosh.
I bought that microphone that you can connect to your car and it'll come out of your speakers. I'm like waiting for his last day of senior year. I'm going to embarrass the heck out of him. Probably blast some country music through it.
No, you should show up in like some rap or something. Because I feel like every parent probably is listening to country music there. I don't know. Whichever one would embarrass him the most, I guess.
Country.
Yeah. Didn't you say he did something funny?
Oh, yeah. My child decided to go to school without breakfast the other day because heaven forbid you wake up early enough to make some breakfast. So he asked his first period teacher if he could have a snack. Because apparently she has, like, snacks in her drawers and stuff. So she gives him a snack and says, why didn't you eat today? My child says, we don't have food at home. And then he says, well, let me rephrase that. We just don't have stuff that we don't have to cook. And so all of a sudden I get a phone call later that day with someone from the school letting me know they're standing outside my front door with a box of food for us. I'm like, wait, what? Why? She's like, it's just from the high school. I just wanted to let you know. Like, we're here to support if there's anything else you guys need, which I appreciate. And that's amazing that they do that. But I had a full fridge. My child just was too lazy to make some eggs or pop a toaster strudel in the toaster that morning. So she called
toaster strudel.
Heck yeah. So the next day she called back just to check in and I was able to explain it to her. But I'm like, son, you cannot do that. I'm going to have CPS at my front door. Like, you don't feed your child. We're taking him. Clearly you look at my kid and know he's fed. But he's very picky. He's on this like high protein, no sugar thing, trying to build muscle. So the food that we have. The food that we have isn't good enough, right? He needs certain types of food. So once that's gone, then yeah, you're out of food, but there's still food in the house.
So what snack did he get from his teacher then?
Probably like a Nutri-Grain bar.
Don't those have sugar?
Yeah.
Oh, man. So he could have had eggs, but then...
He could have had eggs, but he's...
I don't...
Yeah, that was embarrassing. But at the same time, it's like, wow, that's neat to know that the school is there for families that are in need. Because I don't know where I'll be next month. So, hey, I might need that box of food.
Yeah, exactly.
Little embarrassing, but grateful for it.
Yeah. I know, like, in COVID, during COVID, we started to, like, oh my gosh, we, like, give so much more props and more respect for teachers with what, like, having a taste of, you know, their life with having them home and doing remote learning, but also, like, them having to change everything, like, so quickly and having to learn new things and, like, have to, like just even survive that
year. Right.
We definitely earn their respect. But now that, and then especially when I started working at the daycare and being a teacher's aide, and then into the year switching and replacing one of the lead teachers with the preschool kids, like, it's hard.
It's a lot of work.
It's hard.
Makes you appreciate them.
It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work. And we are still, like, not even doing the extent of, like, a full-time actual teacher teaching, like, subjects.
Right.
Like, we're just doing, like, colors, you know, the alphabet and numbers and shapes, like, those
right.
types of things. But I really, really, really got a whole new respect from the prep that goes into the new school.
Yeah, just curriculum.
So we had a summer program. I did not work the summer program. I took the summer off, and they had the summer program literally up until 2 weeks before school started.
Yeah.
So we had one full week to go in and clear out everything from the summer program, reset the classrooms for the new school year. While we have three classrooms now. We have the baby room, which is like 12 to 24 months. We have the red room, which is 3 to 4. And then we have the purple room, which is 2 to 3
right.
year olds. So the blue room and the red room, they took care of their own rooms. But between me and the other teacher that I am now co-leading with in the purple room, we took – and mind you, this is at a church, so a lot of the stuff, you know, it's shared obviously with the church, and how whatever was up was from the church already. So we took all the decor off the walls. We're just like, we needed to look more like
fresh
a classroom.
Start.
Yeah, fresh start. Like, you know, we do split the room. So one side's green, one side's purple. We're like, how can we need to figure out a different way to kind of just make this more of like more of a classroom, you know, to learn more things and have a different
right.
way of doing it. You know, so we're like, okay, so we're like, let's do centers. A lot of the, you know, like a lot of the classrooms, like with the younger kids, they have centers. They have their, you know, you do your kitchen, like playhouse stuff in this center. You do this one, you have all the blocks. You have, like, you know, like the manipulatives. So, like, you can do like counting and sorting and like all those different, which I learned meant that's what manipulatives is what they when you see that. So we have all these different centers. Okay, how can we lay that out? So we're brainstorming how to lay that out and gutted everything. And then she like, okay, I have all this new stuff that we can put on the walls. We've got these colors and shapes. We have the alphabet. How can we do this? So we rearranged the whole thing. Also, it has to be able to work for Sunday church.
Right.
So our stuff, there can't be anything on the purple side because during Sunday, that's the 4th and 5th graders. So they're obviously not going to be using the little blocks and the little kitchen that's on the other side. So they separate it. So on the other purple side, we have to be able to basically just have tables in there. So we got all these new fold-down desks,
mm-hmm.
which are great. So we can fold them back up for church. But we, on that side, that we made that like the classroom, the circle nice. Time. So we have our numbers and our shapes, and we have the TV to do like our songs and things like that with a big rug. And then we have a cute little frog. We like dress for the weather. And, so all that stuff. So I rearranged all that, with the other teacher, but me and the other teacher also now we have different roles as well as teaching.
Goodness.
This is where it gets hard. So she's also like the assistant director. I don't remember what her actual role is, but she's supposed to like, she helps do the tours and she helps with, you know, a lot of the admin things, plus helping like, you know, kind of like the teacher liaison. So she makes sure that like anything that the classrooms need, you know, she's supposed to do that. And then me, I got a promotion of having another title where I am the creative coordinator. Mm-hmm. So I'm doing social media. I'm any party things, you know, that type of stuff. So we are doing double duty. So where everyone's like, oh, my classroom's ready, I'm good to go. We're like, I don't like to work that way. I don't like to scramble. I like to be prepared. I like to have order, organization. You know this.
Yes.
Because we already talked. I would be a great personal assistant or not even an assistant. Like, so not to mention, it is now public knowledge that I am the organizer extraordinaire. So I've had to add those things on. So while I'm helping do the classroom, I'm trying to pick up the slack where she's like, hey, I didn't get to print the curriculum. So I'm printing curriculum. Then the other classroom's like, hey, can you organize my closet? And I'm like, yeah, okay. Plus I'm like the idea girl. So I'm like, let's do it this way to make the workflow better. So the people that we have naps that sleep there full day, they have nap bins. Well, we're now doing it where they are individually sleeping in their rooms. So I was like, let's color coordinate the nap bins so someone knows exactly which room to deliver the nap bins to. Brilliant. Why weren't we doing this before? So I've been busy doing that. I'm like organizing the nap bins, organizing the big disaster of our storage closet. I started laminating things for the first time. Have you ever laminated? It's so satisfying. So I'm like, so all of the little things for this froggy that gets dressed or whatever, I'm like, well, we want him to last because one of the kids already got, there was like an umbrella. He already ripped it in half. And I'm like, we're going to laminate this.
Yep.
And so I was sitting, she's like, this is how you do it. I'm like, okay. So I'm like, okay, next.
You got on a laminating next, high.
Next, I'm going to do the label maker. I'm so excited. I'm going to be labeling and laminating. Then I was like, hey, we need more paper clips and like the, you know, the claw clips for like the bigger stacks of paper.
Yeah.
I'm like, can you find them in the specific colors of our rooms? So that way, if it goes missing, we know exactly what room it goes in. She's like, that's smart. I was like, yep. Bing, light bulb. And so I'm expecting some purple paper clips soon.
Oh my gosh.
You're like, this is so stupid. But like, I don't know if it's type A or if it's OCD or what. I don't know. But
probably both.
Like it, but it's helping her too, my co-lead, because she gets anxious. So I'm bringing her anxiety level down by being organized.
Right.
Hey, this is how this is going to go. Yada, yada, yada. Great. Let's do it. Let's, you know. We have a system.
Yeah.
It's just so, it just makes our lives so much easier. But it's just everyone's like, oh, the first week went so great. I was like, we survived. Like, no, it went smooth. And I was like, like, yeah, maybe it went smooth, but I'm not done yet. Like, I still have other closets to organize. I have so much more organization. Like, we're ordering things in for to have more of a better system, which is going to be great long term for the daycare to grow, because we've grown exponentially from last year. And that's why we had to add a whole nother room. So it's insane. It's insane.
You're just doing it all.
I'm trying.
Goodness gracious, all organized. How come you were never a wedding planner or anything like that?
No,
I mean, set up children's birthday parties and stuff.
I think that I could do a coordinator for the day, but I don't think I could deal with like bridezillas like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I can do events pretty easy when my mom would do like her events. I'm like, we need this and this and this. Like, I've always been just really good with the organization just to make things run smoothly. I don't,
right.
It stresses me out. But it's the same that you have that though, like organization and wanting to do that. But when I did like my kid, I didn't really do it so much with Caleb, but with my daughter's birthday parties, I would go like too much with the details. And so then when it came down to like putting on the parties, it was like I had too much. And I would be so stressed. Like it would take me like as if I was doing a wedding, I'm sure. Like the night.
So you're not planning my surprise party this year?
No. I'm sorry.
Dang it.
But yeah, and that's what I'm supposed, that's part of the thing. Cause I think when I took over for the other classroom, when I was lead, I was like, we should do something for the kids who are moving on to kindergarten. We should have like a little graduation thing. And then, we did that. We ordered all the fake little cap thing, and they got like a little certificate for completing preschool. And they got like a little goodie bag to go home. We had the parents come and we like awarded it to them. And then we also did like our days of the week. So they kind of saw like what I had started doing with them towards the end of the year. So we were doing like our days of the week song. We would do that every morning. We did like a good morning song. And then we had this fun little like dancing song that they did and try to get the parents to do it with us. And everyone's like, do you think you want to be a teacher? And I was like, absolutely not. No, like I'm so thankful for the things that people have done for it already and put it on Pinterest and have YouTube channels, and like, they make it so much easier, but I'm not going to attempt to say that I've got the gift of like creatively thinking of ways to teach the kids and come up with a curriculum like that. Like it's not my specialty, but I can plan a day, you know? But yeah, that's kind of what I'm doing with that. Birthdays. Yeah, birthdays and other events that we might do. So, yeah.
Just busy, busy.
Trying not to be, but it keeps happening to me. So, birthdays.
Birthdays. At what age do we stop celebrating?
Like for ourselves or for our children?
Yeah, for both.
I will never stop celebrating my birthday. That's never going to happen. I've always been big on birthdays. I've calmed down with the big, elaborate parties.
Yeah.
And just done like a little, like maybe do things outside of the home.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, and they don't even remember them. Like,
right.
I did some pretty fantastical parties. Spent way too much probably. And then like the first year that I did it, like at like a little pottery place, and invited her friends, and all I had to bring was like some food and drinks. I was like, why didn't I do this before?
Take them somewhere else.
Take them somewhere else, because you think that you're like saving money, but you're also sacrificing like your mental health.
Yes.
Your mental health. Like it's insanity.
I was always big on Aiden's birthday. I would always go really big, and it wasn't necessarily a birthday party, but like say for his 14th birthday, I had flew in a friend for him and mm-hmm. invited like seven of his closest guy friends and took them all to Magic Mountain, threw a birthday party. Like I did the most that year.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we haven't done something like that in a long, long time. But yep, I always made sure he felt special on that day. But I was never like, throw a party at the house, let's barbecue and have everyone over. It was more like, let's go do something, invite friends, and let's go.
Yeah. We did that. Well, now Riley's like complete opposite. And she's like, I don't want a party. I don't want to do... Like, she wants to do, like, just a couple of friends and do something.
Right.
One year we did, like, during COVID, we did one friend and did the escape room. And we did, like, the family on Zoom.
Yeah.
And the same with Caleb that year. And we took him, like, night mini golfing with the Christmas lights all up.
Mm-hmm.
And then the following year, we kind of just did this big joint thing with the family at New Year's. And he went to do Spider-Man. And then on her actual birthday, we took her to the mall with one of the cousins and went and got ice cream. So I don't know what we'll do this year. Maybe since it's our last year here, they'll want to do something with their friends or right. maybe do something. It's also hard because their birthdays are both in winter. And yeah. they're both, like, really close to holidays. So you kind of have to, like, do it separate. Like, maybe Riley would want to do, like, a sleepover. Oh, gosh. Did I ever tell you about that one?
No.
That was her last big party that I did. It was a sleepover. Oh, my gosh. So I did the cute thing. Like, she had, like, this canopy in her room. And we went to the dollar store and we got all these like little bags and we put like nail polish in there and a little sleep mask
mm-hmm.
and like all these things. And then I got a bunch of pillows and like kind of made it like, you know how you've seen them like on Pinterest? Like now people are doing like each individual like little fort
yeah.
for their sleepovers. It was kind of like that where it's like I set up these little areas in her room. And we did, like, minute-to-win-it games.
Mm-hmm.
And I went overboard on the candy.
Oh, no.
On the sugar.
Oh, no.
On the sugar. And I learned my lesson because these kids were so insane. I was, like, she opened her presents, and I was, like, there was this one present that she got. It was, like, this rubber squishy balls that it would make them. And I was like, don't open these things, you know, during the party, like don't open them.
Yeah.
So I come out in the morning.
Oh boy.
It looked like the aftermath of a frat party. There were kids, like they were, one kid was in her bedroom. All the other kids were passed out all over the living room. There were empty red Solo cups everywhere.
Oh my gosh.
There was the little bubble squishy gum thing, and they had made them and stuck them to the walls. And they had devoured like all of the candy and stuff.
Of course.
Like they were psychotic. I was like, I came out and I was like, oh my gosh.
Lesson learned.
What happened? Yes. I mean, I think they had fun. I think they were fighting a bit. That's hard when you have that many girls.
Yeah.
So I think if she did a different thing, it would be, I don't know. I don't know how it would go out. Sleepovers are hard these days.
Yeah.
Too many things can happen at sleepovers.
Yeah.
Or too many. It's not like how when we were little.
No.
Unfortunately. So it's kind of hard to allow her to go to other people's houses or have other kids at our house.
Right. For sleepovers.
That too. So I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen for birthdays. But you have a birthday coming up.
I do. Dun, dun, dun. I've never had a successful birthday party, outing, nothing like that. So I think this is officially my last year that I'll even acknowledge a birthday.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, I mean, the concert was your early birthday present.
There we go.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've never had a good birthday. I mean, you were at my sweet 16 when no one showed up. That's been my whole life.
Well, that's when I started taking the reins into my own hands with birthdays.
Yeah.
So if you're not relying on other people for your own birthday happiness,
right,
then, then you can't let yourself down.
Right.
So if you're like, I want to go have a spa day for my birthday, you go and do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's true.
Plan it in advance. If we learn anything from my last birthday when we talked about that.
Yeah.
But, or you can be like, I want to go, I just want to get out of town and, go drive to, Knoxville or whatever. if you're in charge of your own thing.
Right.
But, yeah, I don't think I will ever be not celebrate. I might get sad at the age that I'm turning, but I'm not going to not celebrate my birthday. It's going to be this is the day where I make the rules.
Right.
So I think if you just change your mentality, I'm not relying on anybody. I make the rules for the day. I'm in charge of my own happiness for the day. I get to do whatever I want. And, then it softens the blow.
Right. I'll try that next year.
Next year?
Yeah.
Oh, this year you're just not into it?
Yeah, no.
Wasn't it your mom's birthday?
Yep. It was my mom's birthday. It was my friend Ashley's birthday. It was my little nephew's birthday. It was a whole bunch of people. And there's more to come. My niece is in the same month as I am.
Mm-hmm.
It's a busy time of year for me, so I'd rather celebrate everyone else's birthday than celebrate mine.
Did you do anything for your mom's birthday?
We went and got dinner and brought it home. It was a nice, relaxing day.
You brought it home?
Yeah, that was the day I had to have my tires changed. Oh. Unfortunately, we got stuck at the tire store for 4 hours.
Mm. Where'd you get
food? I felt so bad. Cheesecake Factory.
Did you get birthday cheesecake?
No, I don't like cheesecake. She got birthday cheesecake, yes.
Mm. Did Aiden get cheesecake?
No, because Aiden gets cheesecake all the time at work.
Oh. Well, We actually used to do that every year for a little bit. We'd go and get a birthday slice of birthday cheesecake for Riley's birthday.
Aww.
Did I tell you that? So we don't really have a whole lot in August except our anniversary. So since he's gone, and then I was at work prepping the classrooms, I had the idea of like, okay, well, why don't we each get dinner? And then I'll set up the iPad for FaceTime and we'll have like a FaceTime dinner date. And it worked great for me because I knew what I had already had in my head. So I was able to order BJ's because I was like, you know, I've been kind of like I've been eating cereal and easy stuff. Yeah. And so I'm like, I really want just like a steak, like and mashed potatoes and some kind of vegetable. I just want to do that. And so I was like, I'm going to order BJ's. And I was like, should I get the kids something? Should I make it easy on myself? So I did. I ordered them each like mac and cheese. And but then it was also back to school night for Caleb. So I like raced from over there to get to back to school night and then go and pick up our food. But he like had major miscommunication because he was texting me at like 5 and he's like, my food's going to be ready at 5:30. And I'm like, I'm still at work. What do you mean? Like, well, we can wait. I'm like, okay, well, I set up my food to get picked up at 6:30. I made it just in time though. And I was proud of myself because literally we made it right exactly at 6:30 to BJ's from his back to school night. So I brought it home. I had Riley bring up the folding table and take it up to my room. I set them up with their mac and cheese in the living room in front of the TV. I still had like a couple of bottles of sparkling cider from like last October. I pulled one out and I'm setting my stuff up. And he's like, you got steak? And I was like, it's our anniversary. What are you talking about? And he's like, he got like barbecue. And so this place that I had been telling him about, it's a like the kind where you like go up to the window and you order and they kind of just give it like in a paper thing and the tables have like paper on it and you're just supposed to like have your meat on the table like that, no plates or anything. So he got that. So they got him like a little thing of meat and then like half like a loaf of like a sandwich bread. And I was like, why did you order that? Like, I don't understand. He's like, are you kidding me? You got steak? And I'm like, and I was so starving. Like, I ate the entire thing. And I was like, it was so good.
Oh
and
my
I was
gosh.
Like, sparkling cider. I was like, we're a party. And he's just like, sandwich bread. He's like, and then, did I get dessert? I don't remember. And I think so. Like, he was like, let me call you back. And so he walked to Walgreens to go get ice cream for his dessert. He's like, that's not fair. We didn't plan this. I was like, I don't know what you were thinking. This is our anniversary dinner. I don't understand, like, why you wouldn't get something good. Like, that makes no sense. I was like, that's like getting, like, a cheeseburger or something. Like, McDonald's. Like, why would you do that?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, a cheeseburger like, would have been better
really
than that.
He like a setup in his room. So he's like just sitting on his like little chair and he's just like eating out of his hand. And I'm at the table and I'm just like, cheers. Yeah, but it actually worked.
Poor Evan.
I feel like it worked well. And so we did that a couple of times as a family dinner. So we'll have our stuff and sit him on the table and we'll eat together. It's a little weird, but you know, that way we can be together.
Yeah, do what you gotta do.
So far, it's been a month now. that stuff is going well. It's just now that we're back to the normal routine of, you know, school. And now I'm working – before I was only working like a couple of days. And now I'm working 4 days. And he would help me with pickup on the days I was working. And now I'm dropping off, going to work, and immediately going and picking up after work. So by the time I get home, I'm fried. Hence the busy week for both of us and not even getting to record until the day before it comes out.
Right.
So it's been insane. Insane. Oh, man.
A little crazy.
So I feel like we all need naps.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy the rest of our Sunday.
Yeah. So we could probably end it on that.
I know. I'm glad we got to catch up a little with our busy schedules.
Yeah. On the funny stuff, for sure. Like, literally, every time we're like, let's record. And then it's like 9:30 at night. We're like, hey, so
well,
we're
that
not
didn't
recording.
Work out.
Now we're not recording today. I'm like, like, literally, I'll be in bed. I'm like, I can't. I can't.
Now, be honest. Words. Be honest. Every time I didn't text you back, how excited were you?
It wasn't like I was excited. It was more of like, okay. Like, maybe a little bit of relief, but also
But then it's stress so at the same time.
Yeah, because now I got to edit the same day. So, it's not probably not that bad.
No.
Today it shouldn't be that bad. We got a good groove, but I'm hoping that we in the next few weeks we can get some more guests on and we can kind of find our new groove of
yes,
figuring out like we literally weren't this busy and now we're busy and we're like how do we have this show?
Yeah.
A recap really quick though. Were you able to do the things that we talked about last week with the Bible verses and staying positive about your body image?
I mean, I definitely tried.
Yeah.
I found myself not looking in the mirror as much.
Yeah.
Because what you don't see, you don't know. So for me, it was more of an avoidance type week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I got through it.
I think for me, I was not thinking about my body in any way this week. So that's a good thing. But there were other things
I think,
that kind of took precedence. So I don't know if it was actually like progress in that department or if it was distraction.
Yeah.
So I hope that maybe our listeners were able to do that. I may have fallen behind on the encouragement that we talked about. I saved some to our stories. But yeah, we'll try and do better.
Yes, it's okay.
All right. Well, you can find me at ashley.reed. Where can we find you, Amber?
Amber_N_G on Instagram.
Mm-hmm. Yes. You can also find us at uncommonfaithpodcast@gmail.com. And you can find us on Instagram at uncommonfaithpodcast. Please send us a message. Let us know how your first week back to school went, if you have kids in school. If you even posted your back to school picture. And we will see you guys next time. Or here you go. Amber, I will see you next time.
I'll see you next time.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.